Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi. Thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. Nice to hear from you again. I'm familiar with Dasha AI as a platform, but I don't have details on specific partnerships like Vector Solutions. Could you tell me more about how you work with companies like them? I'd love to hear what makes your service stand out.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping conversations engaging without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle those tricky parts? Does it really feel human enough to build trust?
Tell me more about how you're currently handling lead generation and what's been working or not working for you.
Sure thing. Right now, many rely on a mix of manual outreach and automated emails, but the manual part can be slow and the emails often get ignored. What's working is personalized follow-ups, but it's tough to scale. So I'm curious, how does your AI keep conversations natural and personalized at scale without sounding like a robot?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. 12 months from now, using your service, I'd imagine a smooth, almost effortless lead generation process where conversations feel genuinely human, engaging prospects naturally, answering questions instantly, and booking qualified meetings without the usual hassle. Revenue would be up, and the team could focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. How close am I?
What do you mean by booking qualified meetings without the usual hassle? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By booking qualified meetings without hassle, I mean your AI would identify and engage prospects who are genuinely interested and ready to talk, so the sales team spends time only on high potential leads. That's important because it saves time, boosts efficiency, and ultimately drives more revenue. No one wants to waste effort chasing dead ends, right?
Tell me more about how you're currently handling the qualification process for leads.
Sure. Typically, lead qualification involves initial outreach, asking key questions to gauge interest and fit, then passing promising leads to sales. But it can be inconsistent and time-consuming, especially when done manually. So I'm curious, how does your AI handle lead qualification? Does it adapt to different industries or buyer personas?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to now, good call. Well, some big challenges are scaling personalized outreach without losing that human touch, managing follow-ups efficiently, and making sure no promising lead slips through the cracks. Plus, juggling all that while keeping costs reasonable can be tricky. Does your AI help tackle those exact pain points?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach, managing follow-ups, and keeping costs reasonable are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Scaling personalized outreach can be tough because generic messages don't connect, so leads get cold fast. Managing follow-ups manually eats up time and can lead to missed opportunities. And costs? Well, inefficient processes mean spending more on staff and tools without guaranteed results. Altogether, it slows growth and stresses the team. How does your AI help ease these pressures?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these inefficiencies are impacting your team's morale or overall productivity?
Absolutely. When the team spends too much time on repetitive, low-impact tasks like chasing unqualified leads or sending generic follow-ups, it can get pretty draining. Morale dips because people want to focus on meaningful work, not busy work. Productivity suffers as energy and focus scatter, and turnover risk can rise. So, does your AI help free up the team to do more rewarding, high-value activities?
Wow. It sounds like your team is dealing with burnout from repetitive tasks, which is hurting morale and productivity. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
I appreciate the offer, but I'm actually here to learn about your service and help test this conversation flow. I don't have a time zone or schedule demos myself. If you want, I can share your support email so interested folks can reach out directly.